Hello, I'm Bill Bullard with RCAF USA, the voice of the independent cattle and sheep producer in the United States of America. Well, there's been a call by the beef industry to reopen the Mexican border to live cattle imports, which is made about the same time as the August 27th report by Reuters that Mexico had a 53% increase in New World screwworm cases since July. The Reuters report stated there were 5,086 cases of the pest in Mexico, including 649 active cases. Also about the same time, the Western Producer published another Reuters article titled, Cattle Smuggling Worsens Outbreak in Mexico. That article states that estimates by Mexican authorities and others since 2022 indicate there have been at least 800,000 illegal cattle crossings into Mexico each year from Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua, and perhaps other countries. The article implicated organized crime groups as being involved in the illegal cattle trafficking and indicated the cattle enter Mexico with falsified papers and black market ear tags. Reuters reported that local veterinarians and others in Mexico believe the illegal cattle trafficking was a major factor in the New World screwworm outbreak. So if it wasn't for Reuters' investigative reporting, who knows when or even if we would have learned about the human screwworm case in Maryland, the recent surge in screwworm cases in Mexico, or the likely role that illegal cattle trafficking had on the initial outbreak and the continuation of that outbreak. So let's take a look at the information provided by our government so we can piece together a clear picture of the causes of this outbreak and the likelihood that Mexico will contain the pest before it can make its way to the United States. According to the website for COPEG, the Panama-United States Commission for the Eradication and Prevention of Screwworm Infestation in Livestock, Panama began using the sterile fly technique to maintain a biological screwworm barrier between Panama and Colombia in 2006. And until 2023, the barrier worked. But the barrier failed in mid-2023, and screwworm outbreaks began occurring in all Central American countries and Mexico, most of which had been free of the screwworm for 20 years. COPEG states that as a result of the pest breach of the barrier in Panamanian territory, that barrier was abandoned and moved farther north into Mexico to act as a biological barrier between Mexico and the United States. Now, a map located on the USDA's website for the period through August 23rd reveals that Mexico has now reported 5,542 screwworm cases, 777 of them considered active. So this USDA information represents increases from what Reuters recently reported, an increase of 456 total cases and 128 active cases within only a matter of days. From this latest information, we can formulate a rather solid inference about the screwworm situation in Mexico, and that is that the outbreak is still escalating at a rapid pace in Mexico. But let's move on. The USDA maintains archived reports from the screwworm infestation in the southeastern and southern states from the late 50s until the late 60s. In those archives is a 1958 letter from the USDA to the then Secretary General Manager of the Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association. The letter states that complete elimination of the screwworm fly in Texas is not possible as long as it exists in Mexico. Another document, a 1958 USDA news release, stated the flies migrate northward with the advance of warm weather each year, from southern United States sometimes as far as Virginia in the east and Nebraska in the west. Livestock shipped out of the infested areas also spread the pest. The archives also contain a 1968 progress report by the Texas Agricultural Extension Service, which provided a report from the chair of the Southwest Animal Health Research Foundation, who reportedly stated that until eradication is achieved in Mexico, the barrier zone along the U.S.-Mexico border and the eradicated areas of the southwestern states will continue to be in danger of screwworm reinfestation. The USDA archives also state that by 1963, researchers discovered that screwworm flies could fly distances of up to 180 miles. This meant that none of the southwestern states could be free of the screwworms until the pests were eradicated in Mexico. A common theme in the archives is that the New World screwworm fly poses a danger to the U.S. until it is eradicated from Mexico. Both the new and historical evidence supports maintaining every possible defense, including keeping the border closed until Mexico does just that, until Mexico completely eradicates the New World screwworm from within its borders. With that, have a productive week. Thank you and goodbye.